But then we get, when he comes, they say in verse 15 to the girl, "You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind." And you know, I really believe that the saints there were praying for Peter's release. But you know, I think it's a case, and we know that, it's really a case of, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." You know, unbelief is so, like, natural. It's a natural weed of our heart, isn't it? And we see this in the disciples, and we see it in ourselves. And this is, I just want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, in prayer. Just turn to the book of Luke. Chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. We'll wind this up in a minute. Luke chapter 1. And we get the story here of the birth of John the Baptist. And we see his parents here. And verse 7 says, "And they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass while he executed the priest's office before God." So we'll go on through that. Zechariah was in the temple praying, and then the angel appears to Zechariah, and he was troubled in verse 12. But verse 13, notice this. "But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John." You know, in verse 7 tells us that they were well stricken in years, but they had been praying for a child. And we can glean from this passage that they had been praying in their early years when they were first married for a son. But at some point, they had let off their prayers, okay? They had stopped praying because obviously they were in, you know, well stricken in years, they were up in years. Naturally speaking, they were not going to have a child anymore. But what the angel says to them, "Thy prayer is heard." And if we were to look a little deeper into the original tense of this word here, it's in the aorist tense. And what that means, it's like a snapshot, okay, of a completed action in the past time, and it's been captured there. There it is. It's a little different than the perfect tense or the imperfect. It's not a Snapchat, young people. It's a snapshot, okay? There is the action in the past. It's completed, okay? And that's what I think. Someone have the Darby translation there? Can you read that verse for me? Because it brings out the aorist here. Because we have here in the King James, "Your prayer is heard." Do you have it there, Emil? Chapter 1, verse 13.
"Thy supplication has been heard."
Has been heard. Okay, there you go. It has been heard. And that's the point. You know, the first time they prayed it, it has been heard. Thy prayer is heard. And this is what I want to encourage you with, saints, is that, you know, sometimes when we pray, when we come together in the assembly prayer meeting, we pray, we feel like our prayers are, or private prayers, our prayers are falling on the ground, right? Or they're hitting the ceiling and, you know, not getting any higher than that. My prayer is heard. Now just turn to now Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. Verse 8 says, "And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints." Now, brothers and sisters, when you pray, when we pray, your prayer is heard. And it's not just floating out in spiritual cyberspace somewhere, okay? The book of Revelation tells us where our prayers are. They're in the golden bowl. They go before God the golden bowls that go before God as incense to Him. I love that thought. The Lord says He in Psalm 56, He puts our tears in a bottle. And He puts our prayers in the golden bowl. They're not lost, you see? This is what I'm saying. The fact that it's the golden bowl shows that He's a divine person. He can hear millions of prayers, prayers upon prayers, simultaneously. Your prayer is heard. He knows what you're going to pray before you ask it. But still, your prayers are heard. And there they are. To Him, they're incense. It's a sweet smell in the ears of our God, your prayers, saints. This we take from the Word of God. It ascends. And they're not lost. They're not dissipated in the ether somewhere. They are heard. Thy prayer has been heard. And we see in Acts chapter 10, with the house of Cornelius, it says of him when he prayed, Acts chapter 10, in Caesarea, the man named Cornelius, a centurion of what was known as the Italian band, the Italian cohort, a devout man who feared God with all his household, gave alms generously to the people and prayed continually to God. And then the Lord says to him that his alms and his prayers, it says in verse 4, your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial. They haven't drifted off. They've ascended to the golden bowl. They've ascended. Now, Cornelius at this point hadn't even heard the clear gospel yet. He was a God-fearing man, a godly man, like an Old Testament saint, but he needed to hear the clear gospel of salvation. But yet, nevertheless, how much more we who are in the veil, that are under the precious blood of the Lord Jesus, your prayers have been heard. So I want to encourage us in this, both private and public. We need to pray, brothers and sisters. The state of things, the time that we're in, the state of the assemblies, that we need to pray. But I want to encourage you, your prayers have been heard. I can't tell you when they will be answered. I can't tell you how they'll be answered, or even like if in a human sense. But I can tell you this, by the authority of God's word, that your prayer has been heard.